The morning show that continues to cover Cleveland, Jen and Tim show. Sarah Horrible joins the show. She finished second in the Cleveland Marathon yesterday after winning it the previous year. And she's local. She lives in Westlake.
So how do you feel today? Do your legs hurt? What are your shoes doing? Do you get rid of them? Do you keep them? Do you bronze them? What do you do?
I'll definitely be keeping my shoes. My legs are a little bit sore. I'm okay.
What's your post-run routine?
So yesterday, I knew so many people that also ran. So I hung out at the finish line for probably an hour and a half or so, just talking to people. And then I met up with some friends in Tremont, and I had some beers and pizza.
That is the thing. After that, that's why I was like, I think I need to become a runner outside of the running portion, because the party afterwards.
That's the good time.
That's the good time.
It really is.
Sarah, you have a huge news, right? Because of the Cleveland Marathon, you have now qualified for the Olympic trials, right?
Well, it wasn't the Cleveland Marathon where I qualified. I qualified at the Twin Cities Marathon, but I will say, Cleveland Marathon last year, I won. I ran a 2:51. That was sort of the catalyst that got me into more serious training so that I could qualify for the Olympic trials. So that happened in the fall at the Twin Cities Marathon.
So when is that, and what do you have to do to prepare for the Olympic trials? I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, February 29th, 2020 in Atlanta, Georgia. And pretty much I'm going to be intensely training later this year in the beginning of 2020 to prepare for that.
You think they give you beer and pizza after the Olympic marathon? I'm guessing no.
I would hope so. That's motivation, you know. Make it to the finish line. There's beer and pizza.
Congratulations, so. Sarah. And, of course, you're from Westlake. I'm from Westlake, too. So a proud Westlakian. That's right. Shout out to you for that. So I'll see you around town, maybe at Crocker Park or over at Hail Mary's for a beer and pizza.
Yes, sounds good.